Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Mark Bailey, CEO of Mindfinders Corporation. The company trades on Amex. The ticker symbol is MFN. And on the Toronto Stock Exchange, ticker symbol MFL. Thanks for joining us today, Mark.
No problem, Juan. Good to be on.
Great. Yes, always good to have you on. Now, start off by talking to us about the company's quarterly results that was just released.
Sure. We put out our second quarter results for 2009 here, I guess, about a week ago. Had a conference call, which should be on our website, so anybody interested in that can go to the website. We had good results in the second quarter. We produced over 23,000 ounces of gold and 400,000 ounces of silver, so we're up about 65% from the first quarter of 2009 in gold production and 49% in silver. Had quarter sales of $26 million, so it was a good quarter for us, and only our second quarter of full production, so we're pretty excited about the ramp up here this year and how well it's gone. We at the end of the quarter, we end up with over $30 million of working capital, and we're still in a ramp-up mode on a recovery for both gold and silver. So we expect things to continue to increase over the rest of this year as our costs come down as we get up to full recoverable production from our heap leach pads. There's about 2.5 million tons under leach, and we expect by the end of the year to be pretty close to a full cycle on our recoveries for silver, where we'll be 300,000 to 400,000 ounces a month, and then gold should be 10,000 ounces a month here, probably by the end of September, and then pretty much steady state after that. So it's been an exciting startup phase for the company, and we declared commercial production on May 1st, and again, we'll ramp up the rest this year, and then we've got a 15-year mine life, so it's a pretty exciting time.
Well, great, and you also, can you give us an update on La Bolsa?
Yeah, we've been, now that Dolores is built and that's behind us, we're looking for our next mine. And La Bolsa was our first discovery in Mexico, so we finally got back to working on that late last year. Did some drilling for metallurgical test work. The results there, after a column leach test, came back very good, 75 to 78% recoveries. It's an oxide system, shallow dipping. We started doing some step-out drilling and condemnation drilling this spring and found a new zone of mineralization about 200 meters to the east of our current resource. Had some good results in there, some better grades than expected, and certainly better grades than some of the better drill holes in our resource area. Up to 6 meters of 12 grams of gold and 109 grams of silver. Some good numbers coming out of that area. We'll have to do quite a bit of drilling now to expand that and connect it up to the current resource. We're also working on an updated 43-101 resource model for the deposit, and then also a pre-feasibility study to put some economics to it. Both of those will be done by the end of this year, and we'll make a decision on going ahead with La Bolsa. We currently have two drills working on the property, and hopefully we'll continue with some success in our drilling.
Certainly, and can you talk to us about right now, Mark, some of the market trends and how well positioned Mindfinders is to capitalize on some of the emerging trends?
Well, I mean, gold and silver prices have done very well, with silver building a base around $14 and gold in the mid-900s. Those are very good numbers, and they can stay there for forever as far as I'm concerned. They're very profitable. Our cash cost at Dolores will come down to the low $300 by the end of this year, and hopefully the sub $300 gold equivalent next year. So, you know, obviously at $900 plus gold and a $300 cash cost, you're making a pretty good margin. So the trend for gold and silver, I think, are very strong. We only have 59 million shares outstanding, so I think we're well leveraged to those high gold and silver prices and our low cost of production. So I think we're in a good position.
Great. And so what differentiates Mindfinders from some of the other players in your sector?
Well, I think it's important to note that we've, you know, been successful in taking a grassroots discovery from exploration through development and into production. That's fairly rare for a small company. We'll become a new significant producer of gold and silver, and it's our Dolores mine is a 15-year mine life, so we've got a lot of time to build on that and make our new acquisitions or new discoveries and grow our company. We're a low-cost producer. It's a straight open-pit heap leach operation in Mexico for a stable mining climate. Gold and silver prices are doing well. And through all of that, we've managed not to dilute our existing shareholders and only have 59 million shares outstanding. So I think, again, in comparison to our peers who have 2 to 3 times that many shares out, we should have a lot more, or see a lot more leverage to the gold and silver prices. I think a couple more quarters of production, the market will start treating mine finders as a producer. We're still trading at a discount. We're only trading at about $100 an ounce for our P&P reserves in the ground. Our peer group trades at, on average, around close to $300 an ounce for their P&P in the ground. They're proven and probable. So I think that we'll see our valuation come up over the next couple quarters as we achieve a steady state with our peer group.
Certainly, and in the way that the company works within the industry are alliances and joint ventures an important part of the business model?
Not for us. We don't have any joint ventures. We own 100% of all of our properties. We are looking at acquisitions, and we've been aggressively doing that for the last 6 months or 8 months. We've been looking in the Americas primarily, focused in Mexico, obviously. We've been looking in the U.S. and in South America. We just had a couple geologists and one of our directors come back from Chile on reviewing some properties. So we are looking for an acquisition. Our goal would be to acquire 100% of that. We have been, you know, looking at possible mergers and acquisitions. So we're looking at ways to grow the company, but currently we have no joint ventures and nothing on the plate. We're still looking and doing our due diligence.
And what sort of synergies do you look for from acquisitions?
Well, we're focused obviously on gold and silver, so we're trying to stay in that realm. We're not looking at silver-only projects or base metal projects. We're looking at projects with gold. We are staying focused in the Americas. We're not going to go to Asia or Africa. We're going to stay in an area where we understand and we can manage. We have a small management team, small overhead. We try to maintain that. Synergies, we're looking at compatible companies. On the case of a merger, we'd look at a company that would add something to our staff. We have a very good, experienced exploration and development team and operation team now. And we'd like to perhaps look at supplementing that with some additional people from a possible merger. But we're not trying to get too big too quick. I think that's a mistake some companies get. We're not looking to just acquire ounces in the ground for the sake of having ounces in the ground. We are looking at acquiring economic ounces that can be mined. So we're not out there acquiring uneconomic deposits for the sake of claiming to have a bunch of ounces.
Certainly, and a great answer. And perhaps, Mark, you could walk us through your background and experience we've interviewed you in the past, but just for some of our investors that are new to MineFinders, as well as that of some of the key management team.
Sure. I have a master's of science degree in geology, and I've been in the exploration business since 1976, so 33 years now, I guess. I've worked mainly all over North America and South America. I have worked overseas in Asia as a geologist, but in the last 15 years that I've been with MineFinders, most of that I've been in the management position, so I've done less of the field work than I used to, but I still get out there and walk the hills. Most of our team are professional mining people. They're either engineers or geologists. We don't have very many, we have no ex-bankers or brokers or of that sort on the team. Our board of directors are all seasoned mining professionals. Have been in the mining business for a long time, and our management team is the same. So we definitely are a mining company with the experience to take grassroots assets to production, as we've proven with Dolores, and to make good decisions on acquisitions and mergers should those come about as well. So we think we're in a good position to grow the company.
Great. And what other goals has the management team set for MineFinders over the course of the next year?
Well, I mean, right now is to get, you know, Dolores up to full steady state production. That takes a bit of time because of the, it is a heap leach, and it takes a while for the leach curves to get out to maturity where you start recovering as many ounces as you put on. That'll happen by the end of this year. Right now we're working on a pre-feasibility study for the addition of a mill and the development of underground at Dolores, with the target of completing that by the end of this year. The goal there is to add a mill to improve recoveries from the high-grade portion of ore in the pit and as well as underground, and then also to look at the underground resource. We have drilled high-grade mineralization up to 200 meters below the current pit bottom and in some peripheral structures such as East Dyke, La Bohemia. So there's upside at Dolores, and we're working on developing that. I mentioned La Bolsa. We're drilling there again and working on a pre-feasibility study for that as well. That's a shallow-dipping, near-surface oxide system, very easy to mine, should be very low cost to build. We just need to try to grow that deposit a bit, and we'll have an updated resource on that soon. And we're looking to acquire or just develop some new projects. Our goal would be to get up to about 500,000 ounces per year of production, and that we think would make us a very strong company in the industry.
Great. And so once again, joining us today is Mark Bailey, CEO of Minefinders Corporation. The company trades on the New York Stock Exchange Amex, ticker symbol is MFN, as well as the Toronto Stock Exchange. The ticker symbol is MFL, and it's currently trading at $8.14 a share. And before we conclude, Mark, what are some of the other key reasons why Minefinders represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Well, I think it's important to note that we're not quite there in full production yet, and we're not being traded as a full producer. Most of our peers who've been in production for 2 or 3 years or longer trade it at somewhere between 1.3 and 2 times their net asset value. We're trading at about 0.9 times our net asset value, so we do expect as we get a couple more quarters of production in under our belt and achieve steady state full commercial production, we should see a valuation of 1.3 to 1.7 times our NAV. Another way to look at it is, as I mentioned before, we traded approximately $100 an ounce in the ground for our proven and probable reserve base. And our peers, with smaller deposits, on average trade at about $300 an ounce in the ground. Again, we should see our proven and probable reserves be valued at that level. We need a couple more quarters of production. We've only been in production 2 quarters, so I think the market is taking a wait-and-see look to make sure that we don't have any blow-ups or any bugs in the program or any problems with startup, and we haven't, and we don't expect to. So we'll be at 18,000 tons per day of ore throughput in our crushing plant here. We're mining probably 85,000 tons per day total, and it's a 15-year mine life, so we have lots of time to achieve our goals, and we do expect to see our valuation move up to that industry average.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth, as well as to report on the progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today to update our investors.
Oh, no problem. My pleasure.